Good morning. 7:38 a.m. July the 7th, 2016. It's a relatively pleasant morning out here. I got a good night's sleep last night. I did a lot of work yesterday. Very little of it was actually on the work in progress. It wasn't on Milk Run. It was getting a bunch of other stuff that was coming due taken care of. So I ordered the books to take down to the book bar in Denver next weekend. I finished off my judging duties and sent them off. Those were due on the 15th, and so I got them done a little bit early. And got them off my plate. The pain from yesterday morning subsided in the middle of the afternoon, which was good in that the pain went away, bad in that I was suddenly exhausted. So, I said the hell with it last night and took my meds early, went to bed early, fell asleep early, slept in this morning, got a good night's sleep. I'm a little late getting out this morning because I did sleep in a little bit. So what I need to do is go home, get breakfast, light the writing lamp, and dig in. And that's probably what I'll do. It felt good to have a good solid day's work behind me. The Puritan work ethic still lives on. So we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can get done today. I'd like to have a 10K day. It's not terribly likely, although it is possible I could get 10 hours in today. Book is over 70,000 words long. 10,000 words would take me to my minimum length. I really like to have another 30,000 words. But the reality is, today's Thursday. Reality is, if I could get a couple of good days writing in, I could have this book done by Monday. I'm also hiking right along this morning. I'm trying to get back. I want to get the day underway. It's supposed to be a hot one today. It's supposed to be in the 90s. Again, it was in the low 90s yesterday. It's supposed to be middle 90s today, high 90s all weekend, and then we're going to have a ...88 degrees on Monday, which is going to feel like a frost warning after 98 on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that.
Morning.
Good morning. It's cool in the shade, it's hot in the sun. Not too surprising, but given how early it is in the morning, just barely, 7:40, it's pretty shocking how hot that sun is already. I should have plenty of shade on the eastward march this morning, so that shouldn't be too bad. So, what to talk about today? I don't know. I could talk about the tech server in Minecraft. I could talk about EVE Online. They've made some changes to the latest release of EVE that have increased the fees in station trading. So selling stuff on the station now is more expensive, which means the prices to buy is going to be down, prices to sell is going to going to go up. And the people who have invested a few billion-isk in developing citadels will have an advantage, because they can open their markets up and produce at a much lower rate and sell at a much lower rate. Much lower, 5% less. And that doesn't sound like very much, but and it's not really very much, but most manufacturing in Eve is very very close to the edge, the very low margins. So there's much hand-wringing and whining. It will stabilize. It is what it is, and it is what it is going forward, so there isn't much we can do about it. The answer is produce as cheap as you can, sell as much as you can get for it, keep moving. Phoenix Freight does not have any citadels. We might consider building one, assuming we can get our hands on the blueprint. Tacket server is coming together nicely. I've collected oil to turn into fuel for the systems that are running. Compression dynamos to generate the power. I've collected some more ellurium and uranium to power the reactor. The reactor has delivered enough power to the laser array to give us a good chunk of rare items, along with a fair amount of common items, but it's really the rare items that matter the most. I was just trying to figure out this morning in my head how much stuff we need in order to do a turbine rather than run the passive cooled reactor. Answer, a lot. At least 144 turbine blocks. Turbine casing is what you need to put together a turbine. And you need 144 just for the shell. There'd be more required. Divide that by 4. 30. No. Well, we may have it. We may have it. It takes iron and graphite and cyanite. Cyanite is the rare piece that we need. the passive cooled reactor creates cyanide when it runs as a waste product, and then we can use that waste product to create the next tier of power generation. So right now the reactor is running very cheaply at 100ths of an ingot of fuel. A little more than 1/10 of an ingot per second. Well, post.
Hi.
Good morning. So for the same amount of fuel, we could probably create... The idea would be we'd use the same amount of fuel and create double or even four times the power. Which would then give us more rare items, more rare materials, because the array would work. If we gave it twice as much power, the array would work twice as fast. It will take 10 times more power than we're currently giving it. And so there's a lot of room for improvement here. But because everything is chunk loaded even when I'm not logged on, so right now while I'm walking along, it's generating one chunk of ore every 2 minutes. So while I'm on my walk, it'll give me 20 chunks of ore. And they could be anything from iron ore to glowstone. The next major development needs to be the applied energistics system, which is the computer control system for technical Minecraft mods. With that, I can do inventory management becomes a whole lot easier, because then we just store everything in the AE system. And when we need it, we just look it up and it gives it to us. When we're trying to build something, if we just look it up. If the material's there, then it shows. If it's not, it shows what's missing. It makes it very easy. It makes building very much easier. It makes a lot of stuff very easy. And it also allows for further automation, so... We have a good design for metals production at the moment. It's a chemical powered, it's refined fuel power, generating the power we need to create the metals that we need to make everything else. So you dump the ore in a box and 3 or 4 steps later it shows up in another box as usable metal. Those of you who are running vanilla Minecraft and you put your ore into a furnace and it smelts it into an ingot. So you put in a block of iron ore and the furnace smelts it into an ingot of iron. And then you can use the ingot of iron to make tools, armor, weapons. So metals are still important, but there are more metals. There's uranium and ellurium and copper. I do miss my smelteries. I do miss the Tinker's Construct mod, which is not in this one, because Tekkit does not use Tinker's Construct. I miss the ability to create powerful weapons and tools out of individual pieces. I like that function. I like that ability. But this is, in a lot of ways, TechEd is a lot simpler. It's also a lot older. It's running a very old version of Minecraft. 1.6.4, which is wicked old. I think they're talking about releasing 1.12. I've played mostly 1.7 and 1.8. Most of the mods have moved up to 1.7. It is trash day, except it's a day late because it's the holiday on Monday. So I have to try to remember to put our trash out for tomorrow. So yeah, I'm pleased with what's going on with the Minecraft server. I like what's happening with the Minecraft server. I haven't seen much of my server mates the last couple days, but I don't know that I've been on as much the last couple days either, so I could have missed them. I certainly wasn't on until all hours last night, that's for sure. Walking along the edge of the park, heading north, heading back to the barn, trying to decide what I'm going to do for breakfast. I'm leaning towards eggs. Had oatmeal yesterday. It was quite delicious. Oatmeal with cranberries. I like oatmeal with raisins, but oatmeal with cranberries has a brighter flavor. I like it. It's probably too much sugar, but oh yeah, it's Thursday, so the mower guy was here. He's looking at this lawn here in the park, and it's like, smell the grass, and it's all freshly clipped. It's like, oh yes. My mower guy should be here today. Oh, and here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.